I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Checkers, rock and roll. And for better or worse, the sport likes its entertainment now. And Michael Checker does that very well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball. Daily.
Leah Caffrey, we're here in Croke Park at the launch of the John West Fela, their 11th year involved. We were just chatting, asking if you had been involved in a Fela before as a kid.
Yeah, I think my Fela was in 2007, and so it's a while ago now, but it was actually just the Dublin Fela was held in my own club, Nafina, which is not far from here, and my mum was actually the manager of my football team at the time, so she was joint manager with Danny Keegan, another woman in Nafina, but I have like loads of memories of my mum stressing out trying to look after everything, but no, it was a brilliant weekend, and I remember even getting my gear like the few days before the weekend, and you know, it made you so excited, and you basically lived in that gear then for the following year anyways.
Yeah, it was a bit of a badge of honour.
Exactly, yeah. I played in the Fela, yeah.
And I suppose taking it from there, it's like it's one of the first big things that you can win,
yeah,
as a kid really in GAA, isn't it? Like, as opposed to maybe Shkina Shkoll, it's where those kind of accolades start and kids maybe get like named, being like, I've seen her play at the Fela, like she's going to be good coming up.
Yeah, definitely. And like, it's kind of the competition you hear about when you're growing up, when you're younger, and then you're always looking forward to it, and yeah, it's like you're probably your first experience of like a real competition and what that looks like, and you know what it's like to play against other teams, and yeah, I suppose the competitive side might start to kick in then as well, I guess.
It is great to be in Croke Park, sun is shining.
Yeah,
last day you had here still bring back great memories for you, son.
Yeah, no, brilliant day, and it feels a while ago now, but yeah, it was a brilliant day, really good memories from it, but new year now, so looking forward to kicking on with things.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a up and down season for Dublin so far this year.
Yeah,
three losses, a draw and a win.
Yeah,
you're probably not used to sitting at the bottom end of the table at this time of the year, but
yeah,
you've had so many players come in and play. Does that balance it out?
Yeah, I suppose it's important that, you know, there's going to be new girls coming in, and we need to like obviously learn how to work together as a team, and what does that look like, and you know, that takes time to adapt to. So yeah, our league campaign hasn't maybe been as successful as we'd like, but I think there's a lot of learnings from that, and a lot of things that we can take into the championship, but yeah, lots of new players, and yeah, it's great to see new girls in the Dublin jersey as well.
Especially you're on the older side of,
yes,
things now.
Yes,
but as respectfully. Is there something now that you're conscious of doing? I know you've spoken before about the influence Sinead Finnegan had, yeah, on you when you came into the dressing room.
Yeah.
Do you actively change your role now when younger girls are coming in to try and welcome them in?
Yeah, I suppose so for me, like, I've been there long enough now, so it's kind of your responsibility to help people along the way. And, you know, I've played for what, 12, 15 years now, so there's obviously a bit of experience and a bit of knowledge in there. So yeah, I just try to do my best to try and help the other girls along the way. It can be quite intimidating coming into a dressing room of All Ireland champions, and you know, that, what does that look like, and where do you sit, who do you talk to? So I think as a group we're very good at making people feel welcome when they come into it. But yeah, trying to get them, the new girls, up to speed, and I suppose make them feel as comfortable as possible, so that when we go out to the pitch we all feel like we can work hard for each other.
It's one thing I noticed, I was at the game that you played down in Dungarvan last year, the draw with Waterford, yeah, and you, yeah, kind of grasped it at the last, yeah, second with the kick, and afterwards you were all just chilling on the grass eating food. It seemed like a real calm dynamic with the whole team and management.
Yeah,
is that something that you're actively trying to create?
Yeah, I suppose we probably have, a lot of us have been around each other a long time, and I suppose you've been up and down, and you've had so many, you know, highs and lows together that you're kind of so used to just being around each other that there probably is a bit of a relaxed atmosphere. And I suppose we know when to ramp it up, but then we also know when to bring it down as well. And I suppose even in matches as well, it's important, and that way you can't go 100 miles an hour the whole time. So you know, there is a relaxed atmosphere in the group, and yeah, it's lovely to have that as well, and that familiarity as well of all the girls. So when there's new people coming in, it's kind of, I suppose, important that they can see that it doesn't need to be 100 miles an hour all the time as well.
And ramp it up is so what you did last year. You got that really perfect, didn't you? We were just kind of building, and that game against Cork, probably the quarterfinals, yeah, when you let the shackles off a little bit, and
yeah,
you didn't look back.
Yeah. We like, I suppose when it comes into the summer, you're kind of always trying to fine tune things, and we just try to, I suppose, you know, with every performance we were trying to get a little bit better. And I think the Galway performance we weren't delighted with. Obviously it came down to the absolute wire, and Hannah's free was just what saved us. But we, coming into the final against Meath, we just were making sure that there was no stone left unturned, and we were clear on everything and how we wanted to execute our game. And you know, obviously Meath were going to bring a storm with them as well, so for us it was about making sure nothing was left uncovered, and we were going into that final making sure that, you know, we were able to be relaxed as well, I suppose, because everything was done by the time you step on the pitch. There's nothing to worry about.
Can you feel it in the week heading up to it that you're hitting a really good pace? Like, you'd been in that position before. Obviously the week leading up to All Ireland finals, did something feel a little different that you just knew everything was coming together at the right time?
Yeah, I suppose our like strength and conditioning coach Sammy as well would just, I suppose he's trying to tailor us to peak at the right times, and I think that really showed this last year in particular. I think when we hit the pitch, I think we all were kind of relieved to just be there as well. And so when we were able to just kind of play, you feel a bit free. So I think that kind of showed as well when the first half went well for us, and yeah, turned out well in the end, which was great.
You're never going to say before the final whistle is blown in Croke Park that, right, you know, we have this. Yeah. But because the margin was so big, was there like even the last couple of minutes, were you really able to savour and enjoy what was happening?
No. I played in finals, I think my first final, 2014, was against Cork, and we were up by 10 points, so we ended up losing that. So for me anyways, I feel like I will never relax again until the whistle is blown, because you just know what can happen. And so it's never about like enjoying the minute when you're in the game, it's about executing and trying to, you know, help each other out, working as hard as we can, and then once the final whistle comes, then you can relax and enjoy it. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever relax before a final whistle again.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Those, in your first 3 years involved in the Dublin panel, last three All-Ireland finals in a row?
Yeah.
What keeps you coming back after that?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of strong characters in the dressing room, and everybody was just like relentless, and you know, we were enjoying obviously playing together, and we were so far, or so like with minuscule amounts to just keep us away from what we wanted to achieve. So I think, you know, when you're enjoying it, why would you not come back again? But you obviously all wanted to have the same goal, and I think yeah, there was like really strong leaders in that group that kind of kept us all together. And then we were able to finally, in 2017, reach the pinnacle, and were able to lift the Brendan Martin.
What did it feel like after that, having come so close for the 3 years before? Is it relief more than joy?
I don't know. It was actually, it's kind of mad because you're so used to just crying in the dressing room, and like your parents as well in the stands, and your friends, and you know, you don't even know what to say, and they don't know what to say as well, which is nearly worse. But then when we did win, we honestly, I think we were exhausted because we hadn't stopped jumping around the dressing room and like celebrating, and we didn't even know how the evening goes, or do you know, because you're so used to it being a kind of somber affair. But yeah, when we won, it was so special, and I think we all just had the time of our lives. Yeah,
I've heard someone say recently enough that they didn't realise that Croke Park dressing rooms could be a place of joy.
Yeah.
They just felt like a completely different beast. Is that what it felt like?
I would say so, yeah. It's a completely different dressing room. You're like all elated, and like There's nothing worse as well than when you lose and no one knows what to say, and it's just quite silent, and it's simply opposite than when you win, of course. But yeah, lucky to have been on both sides of it, I guess.
Did you work on like the psychological aspect of that coming to Croke Park and learning how to win here?
Like during those years?
Yeah,
I think we had to kind of tailor what we were like letting ourselves think about, and like how you were going to go approach the game in your own mind as well. And like we were so close all of those years that it was just such fine margins. So yeah, I think being able to just simplify things really helped us, and also have more honest conversations with each other was a really important part of that as well. But yeah, it's been good since, yeah.
And you mentioned getting to hug your parents in the stands. Obviously, yeah. Your dad has a Celtic cross himself.
Yeah.
Was it a special moment being able to bring another one into the house?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it would be like, from growing up, from some very young age, all I heard about was my dad's All-Ireland medal. So to be able to bring one back into the house was lovely. And to celebrate them with my family that night as well was really nice.
Mm. Moving on then to this year, mm-hmm. you came on in the last game, what, like 48 minutes in?
Yeah.
Is that like an injury, or kind of just conscious of load and easing yourself into the season?
Yeah, I suppose as I'm probably one of the older girls now on the team, I've just had kind of a long off season, I suppose, and then when I came back in, it was just about building up strength and getting me back to the pace and like sorting out a few niggles that I had. So yeah, looking forward to hopefully participating more in the rest of the league, and yeah, hopefully getting a good few results as well.
And as a defender, how have you found the new rules, especially with the three up?
Yeah, no, it's definitely different, and I think, you know, as we go through the rest of the league campaign and then into championship, it'll definitely get more interesting as we all get more used to, you know, how to function in that kind of, because it definitely is a bit of an adjustment. But so far I think the game like seems to move a lot quicker, and the tap and go is like brilliant and makes things much quicker, and yeah, it makes it probably a lot harder to defend as well, but it's a lot more exciting as well.
And last two games now, you've Galway away, Cork at home.
Yeah.
They're currently sitting first and second in the group. So
yeah.
You're going to be nearly playing for relegation while they'll be vying for top spot.
Yeah.
Is this now where you kind of try to kick into a different gear?
Yeah, I suppose you have to, like, we need to do ourselves justice, I think. And who else? Who better teams to do it against as well? And they're both flying at the minute as well. So big challenge, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Off the Ball Daily.